This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to this week's bonus show, an audience of one. Hey, and I've got something very different for you. Now, normally we're doing straight stand-up comedy on these bonus shows, but I've often said on the podcast how healthy it is to laugh, get the endorphins going and stuff. Well, back in 1983, a local NBC affiliate, KCRA Channel 3, had a magazine show called Weeknight. And on one of those shows, they interviewed Dr. William Fry, a psychologist. Well, what's great is they did that interview at my club, Laughs Unlimited, and they included in the background and as part of the interview, comic Bruce Baum, one of my personal favorites. In fact, in one scene in the early part, you'll hear him singing, and what he's doing is ventriloquism with one of his eyes, but he's pouring Visine into his eye while he's singing. It was wacky, and it was an early bit, but it's very funny. Anyway, this is going to be more informational. It's a short interview with Dr. William Fry, and he talks about the health benefits of laughing and comedy. So here we go. Sit back and enjoy this week's special bonus show featuring Bruce Baum and Dr. William Fry.
I love to laugh loud and long and clear. I love to laugh. It's getting worse every year.
Now, you may be asking yourself, what in the world does laughter have to do with good health? I mean, after all, it's not very funny when your arthritis starts acting up. But then again, that may be just the time when you could use a good laugh. Now, you know, the people who perform here at Laughs Unlimited, they take humor very seriously. I mean, people like Bruce Baum.
I doubt it.
Maybe we could get Bruce to comment on a few of the more esoteric aspects of humor. Bruce?
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Was that funny? Well, did you even crack a smile? Well, if you did, it may surprise you to know that you've just done yourself some good. Because you see what happens when you start laughing, a whole series of events are set in motion. And according to Dr. William Fry, a psychiatrist, they're all good.
There's laboratory evidence now that indicates that laughter, mirthful laughter I'm talking about, laughter associated with humor, has a stimulating effect on most of the major physical systems of the body.
Fry says that humor therapy has attracted a great deal of attention recently because of the experiences of Norman Cousins. Cousins locked himself up in a room, took massive doses of vitamin C and the Three Stooges, then came out cured of a terminal disease.
Is this witchcraft, or is this man fooling himself, or... There have to be some demonstrable mechanisms or methods by which this has taken place, and that's the work that I'm doing.
Fry says that it doesn't make much difference what makes you laugh. The results are the same. Laughter gives your whole body a workout. Even a little giggle will release a number of hormones into your system, including endorphins, your body's natural painkillers. A real belly buster actually can double your normal pulse rate, giving you a pretty good workout, besides burning up a moderate number of calories.
Laughter is much shorter than a jog around the mile or 5 miles that you run. But you only do that once a day if you're really active and intense, and you probably don't do it more than once or twice a week, the running, I mean. Whereas with laughter, you laugh up to 100, 200 times a day. And you put all that together, and you've got an awful lot of exercise going on.
Now, the research that you've done, you basically found out that there's some real positive effects on a person when you're laughing. Is the opposite true, that people who don't laugh may make it sicker more often?
Well, there are statistics that indicate a sort of a clue in that direction. Statistically, those people are more likely to experience heart attacks. And so the The inference then that you can draw is that if there's something that you can use in your life to diminish the response of anger that might naturally come, in other words, if you can see something that is humorous about a situation so that you don't become angry, but then you will be diminishing the likelihood that you'll be one of those heart attack statistics.
Comedians know better than anyone that laughter is contagious. Psychiatrists know that a little humor can ease tensions, but many people still cling to the belief that laughing is frivolous.
I enjoy laughing a lot. I got arrested for it twice. Because there's some places you go and laugh and people think something's wrong.
People, they still are influenced to a certain extent by that point of view, and they think, well, humor is something that's frivolous and unimportant. It has to do with superficial, insignificant parts of life, things that are irrelevant. And actually the opposite is very much the case, because humor is a very important part of our lives.
How long before you think they're going to start teaching this in med school?
A long time, I'm afraid. But it's a lot closer at hand than it was, say, 5 years ago.
I love to laugh loud and long and clear. I love to laugh.
The study of laughter is gelotology, which comes from the Greek word gelos, which means laughter. And according to English researchers, man is the only animal with the ability to laugh at himself.
Weeknight with the story of the ancient Chinese science.
Wow, that was interesting. You know, that backs up what I've been telling people for decades. It's just healthy to laugh and laugh out loud once in a while. It's good for your body. And this Dr. Fry was able to share how and why this works, and it was so great that we captured this. Now, this interview was on Weeknight, a TV magazine show for KCRA back in 1983, but it does feature some great information and our good friend, comic Bruce Baum. And stay tuned Sunday, another great podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.